2:31.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Video games. The controversy continues. Even though for the past, couple decades at least, kids around the country and around the world have been blowing the heads off of various different bad and good characters in a variety of different games that, you know, there have been countless digital deaths over time. In fact, in many games, many of the first-person shooter games or the Worlds of Warcraft, these massively multiplayer online games that we have today, kids are actually killing one another, digital representations of one another via online deathmatch-style play.
It all started with combat. Do you remember that?
Combat. Oh, the two for the Atari 2600?
Yeah, with right. The two tanks.
The 2600 awesome combat came with the game.
Yeah, it
where
did.
You could shoot and you
it
shoot
went
off
in
the
a
screen.
Line.
Yeah, so if you shoot off the screen, it would come on the other side of the screen.
There were all kinds of options. Yeah. There were like 80 different combat games in the combat game, and so you could have it with a border around.
Yep.
You could have bouncing bullets, you know,
right.
so that I guess the tanks launched these giant ping pong ball, giant killer ping pong balls. Or whatever.
It wasn't realistic. It was just fun. And yeah, that has to be one of my favorite old Atari games.
I love that game.
You're right. Since all the way back in the early 80s, people have been killing one another in digital form. And you know what? We don't have a problem with kids going out killing
one another. Jack Thompson would say otherwise.
He would, and we're going to get to what old Jack has to say. But first, let's talk about the legislation that's pending, apparently, at the national level.
I actually didn't know that this wasn't already a law. I guess it's so silly that I assumed it was already a law. But a new bill in U.S. Congress would force retailers to card kids attempting to buy video games bearing mature or adult-only ratings.
Wow.
So instead of the what already
which means
is
they'll
place,
card everybody.
They
yeah.
have the video game companies have their own little rating, but now it's illegal. Now they're using this rating to mm-hmm. say you cannot sell this to, you know, mature games to kids under the age of 17. Is that right?
That's what it sounds like. And they're already doing it, by the way. Some video game companies are already doing this. As I mentioned recently, I went to buy a copy of Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, and I was carded.
Now, the reason you were carded, obviously, the girl had said that it was a law, but it was a store policy.
According to this article, it's GameStop policy.
So will you be
policy.
Going back to that GameStop again?
I don't know. It depends on what game I'm getting.
Well, hold on a minute here. You hated the idea that Dunkin' Donuts, which you never went to anyway, was, you know, using this, what were they, doing some kind of DNA tests on their employees, voluntary DNA tests. You hated that. But it's okay for the GameStop to ID people?
Well,
I'm
that
not
was a
business okay.
decision, wasn't it? This was previously any
it's
laws
a business decision for Dunkin' Donuts to do it, too. But Mr. High and Mighty here wasn't going to boycott Dunkin'.
Well, Dunkin' Donuts is participating in a program that is a voluntary program for businesses to participate in that probably will become mandatory eventually, where
you
they check
the
people's
GameStop's
identification.
You don't think the GameStop's program made it so that this could become mandatory? It facilitated that?
Where they check people's identification in regards to whether or not they're a citizen prior to them working there. Look, I don't know. Mark, I'd probably buy online. I don't know. Maybe I'd
you
go in.
When you went to GameStop.
Well, I didn't know about this policy.
But you didn't buy online. I'm just saying. You
Julia should wanted the game.
Right now, I want to know, are you going
to
boycott
go
GameStop?
I had to go and get that game.
Look, you got no spine. Do you or will you not boycott GameStop?
I might. I'll consider it. Certainly
you're yellow.
Will.
You're yellow.
Julia wanted me to get the game, and how else am I supposed to get the game? That
there are video game stores all
game
over
day.
This town.
There are GameStops, two GameStops, and an Indy.
There's an Indy, there's Walmart, there's Target.
Yeah.
You could go to all kinds of different places. I rarely buy things at GameStop.
So anyway.
Okay. There really isn't much more of this article that is that important to read, per se. It's got the, you know, representative blah, 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 has passed blah, 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 blah.
Don't you have a good Jack Thompson quote?
I do, actually. And it's not a quote, but I found... Oh, dear. Hold on.
Should I boycott people for carding me for alcohol, too, Mark?
I'm just saying, if you're going to boycott Dunkin' Donuts, shouldn't you boycott
I take immigration enforcement a little more seriously than I do carding for a video game, I guess.
You know, they're all asking
I've
for
got my
papers.
Tolerance scale.
I can easily boycott people that ask me for an ID. because I look so damn old, none of them do.
You never been ID'd? I haven't been ID'd
I'm
for...
I'm right here. I'm boycotting all the stores that ask for ID.
I have not ID'd. Some places are supposed to ID you if you look under 40 or under...
I think it's 27.
That's what it says
for...
at Walmart, and they don't ID me. Well, actually, I don't buy anything at Walmart that they would have.
I hadn't been ID'd in a long time for anything, and then all of a sudden I get hit for a video game. It was crazy. I don't know. Maybe I'll go in there next time and just lay it down. When it's not as important that I get the game quickly, because I felt like I was under somewhat of a sense of urgency for this particular game, maybe I'll just go in there, and if they ask me for my ID, I'll just say, do you want the sale? And then walk out.
Oh. It's always the it's always that sense of urgency. You know, Americans have given up their freedom for that sense of urgency, my friend.
Just because your lady doesn't ask you to go out and make a game run for her doesn't mean you wouldn't be in a similar position otherwise.
You know, I'm just
I really wanted that game.
I'm just a man of higher principle. I want to hear your crap.
All right, so that's it, Julia. They're talking about proposing at a national level that game stores must card. Presumably
that's
there'll
right.
be a felony or a misdemeanor or something if
yeah,
they don't.
Yeah, it doesn't say. It's proposed, so it hasn't been passed yet, but I think we all know where this is going.
Well, yeah,
it's
the FBI is going to need a new division.
Pass.
I mean, because if people... Well, you're going to have... If you've got a federal law, then you need federal police to enforce it, right? So maybe they need a new video game enforcement division where they go around and they get, you know, an 18 or 17-year-old kid, recruit him onto the force, and give him $20 for the day or whatever, and then they send him into the video game stores to try to actually purchase the video games, kind of like they do with alcohol. We'll have underage video game purchase stings. And store clerks will go down, they'll get arrested, they'll get a criminal record because they sold a copy of Grand Theft Auto.
Now, I got to say, as someone who was young once and played video games, my parents would not let me play violent video games at all. I wasn't even allowed to play Mortal Kombat when I was a kid.
How did you know what it was?
Friends.
Yes, yeah, so you can play it anyway.
Right. That's the whole point I'm getting at. And my parents, there is no way ever that I would be able to get this video game into my house. My parents would have noticed me playing it, and they would have freaked out if I was playing Grand Theft Auto.
So your parents were doing their job as parents and limiting what it was that they didn't want you to have.
Right.
As far as...
And there was no way. The video games had to be in the living room at my house, and they watched what I played. There was no way that was sneaking into my house. However, I was still able to go over to my friend's house and play the violent video games that their older brothers bought for them.
Mm-hmm.
So having an 18-year-old age limit on these video games is not going to prevent them from getting into the kids' hands. And guess what? Your kid's probably going to be okay, because I've been playing violent video games since I was 8.
Yeah, odds are good.
You know, and the kids have been playing these up till now. Show me the murders. Actually,
well,
the violent crime
Jack
rate is going down.
Jack Thompson claims here in his letter that there is a lot of murders because of these games.
That Jack Thompson is out of his mind.
Yes.
So 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you want to chime in here, comment about how you feel about this. Are you in favor of the legislation? Do you think that young people should be carded to purchase violent video games? Do they card people to buy movies, R-rated movies? Why is it that video games are so much more dangerous? Why is it that controlling the killer is worse than watching Jason Voorhees slash and hack on screen in a Friday the 13th film? Why is it so much worse?
I'm sure Jack Thompson doesn't like those films either.
What about
either.
The books? Here's the thing that is beneath
your imagination.
Yeah, I'm reading one of the most filthiest books I've ever read before.
When you read Stephen King or you read one of these murder mysteries, I mean, it's a murder mystery. Every one of them has a person killed in it. I mean, that's the whole purpose of it. People get entertainment off of this. Sorry, I don't know why it is that life or death situations entertain people, but it does.
Well, because they aren't involved in them in their daily lives, and it's exciting and intriguing and interesting to imagine oneself in a situation where it would be a life or death situation. You get to use your imagination in those ways. You get to place yourself there without actually having to put your life on the line. That's the fun part of playing these first-person shooters where you're, running through a jungle or a space station or wherever it is, shooting everything that moves. Because you can't normally do that in real life without having some real consequences. The games allow you to experience all of that, and you get to hit the reset button when it's all over and done with. 800-259-9231. They still have it. I think they do. Maybe they don't. Maybe it's just a power button now. I don't know. 800-259-9231. We'll hear from Jack Thompson coming up in moments. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 12 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by the scouts, the military, and families around the world. For a limited time, you can receive the entire 24 DVD set, including The Woods Master, Cave Cooking, and The Urban Master DVDs for only $399, an $80 savings, or purchase single DVDs for only $19.95. If you'd like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Bible prophecy talks about the United States, British Commonwealth, Russia, China, and the communist world in the last days? Did you know that it predicts a confrontation between atheistic communism and the Western world of Christianity? The plans have already been laid and they conform to Bible prophecy. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while our operators are standing by to take your call.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We are talking about video games, and we're going to hear from Jack Thompson, one of the most vehement, most well-known anti-video game advocates out there. Well, I guess he's anti-violent video games. He'd probably be okay with, you know, the Barbie games and Super Mario. Though Mario can be a little violent, jumping on
turtles and stuff. In Mario Kart, don't you throw bombs at people.
Yeah.
When bombs are...
That is true. That's an awful idea. Well, we'll talk to Jack here in a moment or hear from him. But first, I need to tell you about Pork Fest. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Pork Fest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th at Pork Fest. You'll be able to meet your Internet and Free Talk Live buddies, as well as make some new friends, and see firsthand why New Hampshire is one of the best the country's best places to live. In fact, there are going to be some tours going around the state of New Hampshire during Pork Fest. I would say that's probably one of the highlights of, beyond just getting together with hundreds of like-minded people all in the same campground and socializing and having a good time, there are bus tours that go out to various different parts of the state. People are going to be coming out here to our very own Keene Mark, and I think we're going to meet them for lunch or something like that, hang out. And, of course, we're doing the show live after that, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, all live from Pork Fest. So looking forward to seeing you there.
Touring the state is just, it's beautiful. I mean, there's so many different places in New Hampshire, and, the natural surroundings are New Hampshire's big thing.
I'm actually planning, one of my new favorite things to do is there's a mountain that's really close here, and it's a fairly big mountain, and I like to hike up and down it, and it's just absolutely beautiful from the top. So one of those days that week, I'm planning on going up, and anyone who wants to come with me who happens to be in the area is welcome to do so.
Feeling froggy? Climb Mount Monadnock with Julia.
It is the most climbed mountain in America, is it not?
It is.
It is, and it's
second in the world.
Absolutely beautiful.
Should people email you if they want to coordinate that?
Sure, I suppose.
If they're interested in
Julia at freetalklive.com.
There you go.
If you want to come, hike with me.
Yeah, have fun over at Porkfest. We're going to see you there. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think Julia said she's going to bring her risk board or something like that. You're going to have to purchase one. Because there's going to be a lot of downtime. I mean, there's stuff to do, but you're camping. You're hanging out at
the campground. Yeah, there's stuff to do, but... I'm bringing my own funds. So.
The real packed activities are on the weekends as far as the speechifying and the stuff that goes on. Real packed in, I think, on Friday and Saturday. So during the week, it's more freewheeling. There are some activities. There are some things you can go and do, I think.
I find it much more entertaining to just meet people and hang out with,
you
know, people you've been conversing with on the Internet.
We'll probably be hanging out at Jason Osborne's barbecue. They're going to be having a huge...
Yeah, that's like where I'll be.
Week-long barbecue. SACL CAI is putting it on, and Jason, when he does something, Jason from SACL CAI, he does it right.
Yes, Jason rocks, no doubt.
All right, so we'll be there, and we'll see you there. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. It's not too late. That's porcfest.com. We go to your phone calls. We'll talk about Jack Thompson here in moments. First, we go to Max in Seabrook, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Max.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to call to let the viewers know we had the successful first 1,000 project, and we still have some movers coming in from that, but we've now got a next 1,000 project online. It's up at pledgebank.com/next1000.
This is for the Free State Project. We were just talking about Pork Fest a moment ago, which is a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving activists all moving here to New Hampshire. Max, you're one of the earlier movers. I think you moved in, what, 3 years ago or something like that?
4 years ago now. I was actually one of the first 50 movers.
Oh, wow.
And I was confronted early on to be one of the first people to sign up for the first 1,000, and so... I was very proud to be one of the first 20 signers of the first 1,000.
Which is a program, a plan to bring 1,000 people to New Hampshire, 1,000 Free Staters in state by the end of 2008. It was successful, and so we are expecting all those people to be here by the end of this year, which is pretty exciting. And you have spearheaded another effort to do it again, to get 1,000 names. How are you coming along on that so far? How many signers do you have?
I think it's last I checked, it was just over 30, but...
you got a ways to go.
Well, we've set up a little bit more time this time. Last time, I think we only had about 13 or 14 months to do the whole
thing.
Less
than that, I think. Well, didn't it come out right after the first of the year? And
I don't know. Do you have the Free State Project backing you on this, or is this just kind of an independent thing?
Actually, we have a lot of Free Staters on board. Dave Ridley's helped out with putting up... ads and stories on the Ridley Report. James Flaherty drew up a logo for the project. I think Nathan M. From Boston actually got the ball rolling on this. He was the first one to bring it up.
Well, I wish you the best of luck on completing that. I think that people that are coming here, they might as well just put their name down on that. If they didn't make it into the first 1,000, they might as well put their name down on the second 1,000. And of course, we encourage people to move here as soon as possible because this is where the activism's happening. This is where it is. In fact, Max, I believe you're one of the Pork Manor owners. I believe you've got a house over on the seacoast. And we talk about PortManor.com here, so people can actually rent a room from you if there's one available.
Yep, we've still got the master bedroom available here in Seabrook, New Hampshire. I just wanted to add, since you mentioned Porkfest, we do have a table also at Porkfest, and we're looking for volunteers to hand out flyers and talk to people about the next 1,000 project.
Very good.
So hopefully we'll have some potential movers coming to Porkfest and signing up for the Free State Project and
great.
Also signing for the next 1,000.
Max, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate that, and good luck with the efforts. What's so great about this movement is that people just spontaneously organize these things. There's no central authority telling Max what to do. There's no central board of governors deciding on what will be the next step. It's just individuals doing what they think is the right thing to do to get more people on board and to bring more activists, more liberty-loving activists here to New Hampshire. No one told Max to go out and do those things. No one told him to, Max, you must go and buy a house on the seacoast so you can have your own Pork Manor. No, he just decided to do it on his own. And hopefully we'll see more of that happening. I love the Pork Manor idea. I think it's a great idea.
It's great to have activists, figuring out their own things to do to make New Hampshire more free. And I support them all.
Yeah, the great thing about the decentralized activism is they don't have to ask anybody's permission. There's no one to go and ask permission of. You just do. Whereas most of these other political organizations, the Democrats and the Republicans and the Libertarians, they've all got their very centralized party politics and internal Robert's Rules of Order, and you've got to do things in a certain way in order to get things done. And so by the time they've finally figured out one project that they're going to work on, the decentralized activists have already started 15 projects. So there is no control over this movement, and that's the best part about it, in my opinion. Let's continue with your calls. Bring up anything. We go to Allison, ladies first. Allison in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, actually, I have no idea, what you're talking about, because I'm at work right now, just listening to the podcast.
That's okay.
But I was just wondering, you were saying that you didn't like the lawyers, you thought they were all corrupt and criminals, but...
No, I don't think I said that. I don't think I said that.
I think you did. I just listened to it right now.
Lawyers, I think, lawyers can come in handy in certain circumstances for certain people, and they're not all bad guys. I mean, there's a few lawyers in the Free State Project, for instance.
I think that it's wrong that we're ruled by legislators that are almost 99% lawyers.
I think lawyers generally are pretty despicable, but hang on, I know you had a point you wanted to make. We'll bring it back. 800-259-9231. Lawyers are certainly the cause of many of the problems that we have today. They, as you say, control the government. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912 or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good, feel great. Offer not available in California.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a rice machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rice's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building rice machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, it is your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Gee, you sound like you want to be here, Julia.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
I was breathing at that moment in a strange way.
That's okay. 800-259-9231. We go back to Allison, who's on the line in Michigan on Free Talk Live. Now, Allison, you were concerned about our viewpoint with lawyers, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your point out there. Go ahead.
Actually, I totally forgot my point during the commercial break, but I just wanted to say that you guys are great. And I love what you're doing. And if I could, I'd move to New Hampshire with you guys, but unfortunately I can't.
Well, why is that?
Miss college.
What went to college?
Actually, well, I'm going pre-law.
Uh-oh. Oh,
which is why I was asking. So. But, but hopefully if it all gets down, goes down right, I'll be able to move there after I graduate.
Well, just go ahead and sign up now. You don't have to move. I mean, you don't have to move till we get to 20,000, and then you have 5 years after that. So,
really? Anyway,
the most important thing is getting to 20,000 right now.
Okay.
Yes. So go to freestateproject.org, read the statement of intent, and if you agree with it, which it sounds like you will, go ahead and give it a sign. So what kind of law were you looking to get into, Allison?
Actually, I wasn't sure. Like, most criminal lawyers, I find, are kind of, as you said, despicable, but I think that if it were against crimes that I think that aren't really crimes, they're more crimes against liberty, I think that that would be a good thing to fight, as in, drug laws and, marijuana and all that stuff.
I don't have a problem with criminal lawyers, even if you're defending them. If you're defending Jeffrey Dahmer, I don't have a problem with criminal lawyers.
I have a problem with prosecutors for the most part.
Right. When it comes to, I think that a guy that commits a crime, heinous crime, needs to spend time in prison. But, I'm talking about a crime of property, a crime of violence. But I think he still deserves a defense.
Yeah, and I also think that one of the worst kinds of lawyers out there are those who seek out the positions of power so they can write legislation that will give them, as a lawyer, more business. So, for instance, you know, you make a bunch of legislation against just piddly little crap like smoking marijuana or speeding or what, you know, just this little crap. And that way, when people break those laws, those lawyers get more business. I mean, that's essentially what the system is, right? It's a system by lawyers. They make the laws for the most part. I mean, what, 90%+ of legislators are also lawyers. So they make the laws, and then when they retire from the legislature, they continue their law practice, and they continue to cash in big time on all the laws that they made. So the system is by lawyers for lawyers. So from that viewpoint, from that perspective, I find those lawyers the worst. I mean, the worst of the bunch beyond the prosecutors. They're obviously, I think, the worst of the worst. But because the prosecutor brings charges, which means that the other lawyers, they get the opportunity to defend somebody and take the money from that person for some crime, as you say, that's completely unnecessary and useless. So I hope that explains my position a little bit better. I personally have no use for lawyers. I've moved beyond that myself. But that's not to say they aren't valuable to some people in some cases. Best of luck with your schooling, and when you get a chance, send us a picture for the Shrine of Female Listeners.
And don't forget to sign up for the Free State Project.
There you go, Allison. Thanks for the call.
Absolutely.
Thank you. 800-259-9231.
She should get into real estate law because it's exciting.
That sounds sarcastic.
It's so boring.
Julia, lawyers.
A friend of mine is a real estate attorney, and oh my God, it would kill me.
How do you feel about lawyers, Julia? Have you had much interaction with lawyers?
No.
I knew a defense attorney once. He was kind of a pothead. Nice guy. Or not, I guess defense attorney is wrong term. District attorney. No, that's not the right
term.
All
I know about lawyers
is
that there is a lot of lawyer jokes out there that implies that they're bad people. And my public defender, actually, I was given a mandatory public defender one time when I was younger, and she sort of was rooting against me. She was asking for more punishment.
Wow.
That was the government-assigned public defender.
Yet another reason to not take a lawyer. If you're going into a government courtroom, try one of the alternative methods of dealing with them. Try the Mark Stevens method, or try the thinkfree.ca. Question the system itself, which is something a lawyer cannot do, by the way. The lawyers are bound to their rule book. They're bound to their union, essentially, the Bar Association. And if they break the rules, they're disbarred. And then they can't do business as a lawyer anymore. So if you want flexibility, you shouldn't have a lawyer on your case. If you want to go by the book, by the system, then lawyers can help reduce fines, and they can help reduce jail time, and they can be useful if you want to play by the system's rules, that is, because they're forced to. 800-259-9231. We go to Vince, who I believe is a lawyer. You're on Free Talk Live in Indianapolis. Hello, Vince.
Hello, Mark and Julian. How are you all doing this evening?
Just great, Vince. What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, I've called you about this porn law that they passed here in Indiana.
A porn law? Can you refresh us?
Well, it's House and Roll Act 1042, which requires businesses to pay a $250 fee to the Secretary of State.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's if they have, like, even a book that has a sex scene in it or something like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, the Indianapolis Museum of Art is, along with the ACLU, is suing to have this stop because the news are paid by what they call a group of old masters in the Museum of Art.
Mm-hmm.
So, but see, what the law requires, I guess, is that the businesses register to pay a $250 fee, but it also requires the employees to pay the $250 fee.
The employees?
Yep.
So basically the museum is concerned it's going to fall underneath, because it's got artwork with nudity in it, it's going to fall underneath this law, and then all of its, its volunteers are going to have to pay because they work at the, I mean, normally museums, some of them, I guess, have employees, but much of their workforce are volunteers usually.
But they're saying here that the way the law reads is that it was designed to go after these businesses that locate along highways where there's no zoning regulations at all.
Mm-hmm.
But
you and I both know they're going to expand out beyond that, that they're going to use this and tack that $250 fee onto as many different places as possible. I mean, obviously, the museum would not normally stand up for the porn shop down the street, so they must have read this law, and they must have seen how wide-cutting it is, and they must have said, well, this is clearly going to be used to apply to places like us.
Anything that's harmful to minors.
Anything that's harmful. So all the old pictures of the women from hundreds of years ago, with the you know the naked women Rubens. And their babies or whatever, those are going to be harmful to minors, right?
Yeah, but I mean, if you go to the education books, the health education books, how to breastfeed.
Or to check for breast cancer or testicular cancer?
My goodness. Vince, yes. It's madness. Let us know what happens with that case. It sounds like they're probably going to push it through, but who knows? Maybe the museum can stop it. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. You know, Jack Thompson would support that law.
I'm sure he would.
We can't have people looking at nakedness. I mean, video game violence and nudity. We can't have kids having all this fun.
It's like porn simulators for the kids.
Now let's continue and talk to Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Bill.
Hello, Julia and gentlemen. How are you?
Hello, Bill. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to thank Jack Thompson and the mental midget in Washington who is proposing this new legislation, and I hope it passes.
The ID legislation forcing people to show ID to purchase video games?
Yeah, exactly.
Why
I want
do you
this
say
law
that?
To pass.
Why?
Because it'll make me rich.
What do you mean?
Well, people are going to circumvent the system.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to find other ways to get these video games.
Right.
I will be more than happy to supply the demand for all the video games without having to require any identification.
So you're going to be a black market video game dealer?
You stole the $500 million that JTA 4 came out with.
That's a lot of money there. You're right. I mean, you're going to be the Pablo Escobar of underground video sales.
Exactly. And I'm encouraging everybody to contact the legislator and tell them to pass this bill because it'll make me rich.
Bill, great call. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. The black market would be tough to operate in the video game world because of a few factors. We can talk about that coming back in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, shop at the store. Go to store.freetalklive.com. Get great Free Talk Live branded merchandise like t-shirts, hats, hoodies, and more at store.freetalklive.com. And after we spent the last few minutes trashing on lawyers, appropriately enough, a way to avoid using them.
Yep. We're thinking about, if you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. You can incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com. And, you know, it was set up by attorneys. They, you know, they're not going to cash in, but
you're going to save some money.
The fact is, you need better than paying a lawyer
$200 an hour.
You need certain legal things in this world. If you try to go without them, things can go poorly. So this is a way to save some money on that.
Some people need legal things. Some don't. But if you
like
do need them,
pass on your stuff to people without a will.
Right. If you do need them, then that's the place to go. LegalZoom.com. And I got to get one of those will things going on one of these days. But I've heard living trusts are better, though.
Yeah. You're not going to incorporate, but you want a living trust?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll have somebody talk to you about it.
Yeah, I thought that was...
Let's move along.
I thought that was basically like a will that acts while you're alive.
It is.
Okay.
Sort of.
1-800-259-9231. We continue here. Your calls. Robert in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
So I was listening a couple days ago. I'm a first-time caller, listening for about a year now.
Excellent, sir.
And you were talking about not paying income tax based on principle?
Yes.
Now, fundamentally, I agree with you on this issue, but I think it's the wrong way to go about it.
Why? Why should I keep paying the gang?
See, this is my views on it. If the government steals money from me every day, isn't it a better idea to cheat on your income tax to get some money back?
Oh, well, I don't work for... First of all, I don't work for somebody, so I don't have an employer taking money out of my check. And so I would understand where you're coming from. Hmm?
I said I'm in the same situation because every year I file a Schedule C. I do a lot of independent contract work, so most of my taxes I pay one time at the end of the year. And with the amount that the government thugs take from me every day, I just found a better solution just to be... to just rampantly cheat on your income tax returns and get some money back that has been taken from you already.
Okay, when you say they're taking money from you every day, what do you mean by that? Like the tax you pay on your electric bill or property taxes? Are we talking about the federal government here?
Well, specifically I was talking about the federal government. Okay, if I'm going to say every day, I suppose being that I don't do a lot of withholding, I have a part-time job, so... Mm-hmm. There's withholding there, so they take those every week. And
yeah.
And when I file at the end of the year, I do a lot of embellishing, and I'd have to be very creative, say, the way Mark does, for instance. I remember him writing off Iron Man a couple days ago or something.
Yeah, well, you know, remember, I'm in the media.
it's a different Mark. It's somebody else I know. Yeah, it's not you. Don't worry. My point of view, though, is if you're going to have this entity take money from you throughout the year, isn't a better solution, say, to fight fire with fire? And if you cheat or embellish on your federal income tax returns, then
well,
you're kind of
as Mark has pointed out, as Mark has pointed out before, the cheating on the income taxes is actually a stiffer penalty.
Right, it's a 5-year sentence as opposed to the 1 year for not filing. And Ian doesn't pay taxes. He doesn't pay income taxes.
I don't pay the federal government. The only time the feds get money from me is if, you know, I'm paying my cell phone bill, or if I am paying, you know, if I'm buying a tank of gas or something like that, something they've taxed that I can't possibly get away from. As far as directly being taxed by those guys, I'm not participating in that. So, and
I understand. Well, you have it pretty good in New Hampshire with no sales tax. You don't have to worry about that.
That is nice.
Well, I definitely agree. I see your point is definitely more principled than mine, but...
Well, no, if you've got a job where they're not going to change your withholding, where they're going to, you know, you try to get them to change your withholding, they say no, well, then you've got to do what you've got to do. I mean, at that point, if you're going to get a refund at the end of the year, then jump through their hoops. But if you get to the point of where you're absolutely fed up with the federal government, you're fed up with the tyranny, and you're fed up with them stealing people's kids from blowing up people around the world and killing in your name, as soon as you get pushed to the point of no return, you'll understand, and you'll say, you know what, maybe I'll just find another job where I don't have to have withholding, or maybe you'll start making so much that the withholding won't matter anymore, and that they'll demand money from you at the end of the year. You'll have to cut them a check instead of getting a refund. If you're not going to get a refund, if you've got to cut them a check, then, you know, let them keep the money. No, you already got the money, but you're not getting any more, you know, that kind of thing. So,
I'm not eligible for a refund every year, but if I embellish enough, the federal government gets less money because they have to send some back to me, which is rightfully mine.
So it's fine.
So in a way, I'm kind of diminishing 0.00001% of their size.
I would never rag on somebody for still being part of the system. I mean, I've just gone, well, you're fair game. But I've just, you know, I've just gone beyond that at this point, and I think some people are going, everybody's got their line in the sand that they're going to cross someday, and they're going to say, I've had it. I'm not going to even jump through their hoops anymore.
True.
I'm not going to fill out their paperwork anymore. I'm not going to be their slave, even if it does mean I'll get $100 back. And in your case, you're saying you don't even get money back from them. You're just trying to reduce the amount they get.
Legally, I shouldn't get money back, but if I cheat on my taxes, I get money back. So I embellish the truth in order to get money that I feel I rightfully.
And that was Robert so-and-so in Massachusetts. Hey, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it, and good luck with your taxes there. Have fun with that. So, Jack Thompson, do we have enough time to at least start this letter, Julia? Because it's going to be a while before you're on the show.
At least tell what he did.
All right. Yeah. Well, I just thought this was really funny. I went looking for Jack Thompson news because I knew since GTA 4 just came out that he had something to say about it. And so what he did was he wrote a letter, an email, to the Take-Two company, which is the company that puts out the game, the executive's mother, who has nothing to do with the game production at all.
But Mother's Day is next week.
Yeah, exactly,
so
which is why.
Yeah.
So I'll start the letter. It's pretty amusing.
Say some crappy stuff to somebody's mom on Mother's Day. That's
right.
Nice.
Dear Mrs. Zelnick, your son, as you may know, or maybe you don't, is chairman of Take-Two Interactive Software, whose most popular video games are the Grand Theft Auto Murder Simulator games, banned in some countries, but sold to children here. Your son last week was reported to have said the following about Grand Theft Auto 4 due to the release. We've already received numerous reviews, and to a one, they are perfect scores. My mom couldn't have written better reviews. Taking your son's thought, I would encourage you either to play this game or have an adroit video gamer play it for you. Some of the latter gamers are on death row, so try to find one out in the civilian population who hasn't killed someone yet.
Wow. Talk about embellishing.
What you will see in your son's game... I'm sorry. What you will see in your son's game... If this GTA is anything like its predecessors, is incredible interactive violence aimed at police officers, innocent bystanders, And, of course, the plentiful female prostitutes you can have sex with and then fillet with a knife or stomp your feet in order to get your money back.
You know, and like I said previously about this stuff, Jack is just another in a long line of alarmists out there that want to, you know, scare people about what their children are consuming. I have right here a quote from, let's see, the gentleman's name is Sterling North, and he was a renowned editor of the Chicago Daily News. He said in 1940 on May the 8th.
Oh, man. This is something you can do in a minute, Mark.
Badly drawn and badly written. Badly printed, a stain on the young eyes and the young nervous system, the effect of these pulp paper nightmares is that of a violent stimulant. Their crude blacks and reds spoil a child's natural sense of color. Their hypodermic injection of sex and murder make the child impatient with better, though quieter, stories. Unless they want a coming generation even more furious than the present one, parents and teachers throughout America must band together to break the comic magazine. I mean, it's all just the same crap.
Yeah, same old stuff.
You just churn it up and do the same thing. In 1940, it was about
comic books.
It was Sterling North. And here in 2008, it's Jack Ball Thompson.
Yep, we're out of time. It has been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Returning tomorrow night. I know Julia wants to play that Grand Theft Auto.
I'm going upstairs right now to kill some ballas.
Some ballas. Well, that's the old one. That's the San Andreas. The new one's coming out. I guess it's already out and people are having a lot of fun with it. And that's what it's all about.
I want it.
We like fun. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.